I can go on and on because you just got a real cool vibe, man. Yeah, we can talk and chill. We should like get coffee or something.
Yeah, we should, man. Absolutely.
We're in your house, we're in your car, we are wherever you are, playing you the rest of the best in gospel music.
Hi, my name is Apostle Burl Howard, and guess what? You're listening to Soul Prosper Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Ernest Pugh, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio. Keep it locked right here.
On your radio. On your radio.
Soul Prosper Radio.
There you go.
Stay with me.
This is Ronette Harrison.
I'm Kirk Whalen.
Hey, this is Cheryl Pepsi Riley.
I am Tashina Arnold.
And together we are chosen.
Jay Digger. This is Fred Hammond.
This is Sherry Shepherd.
Hey, this is Percy Beatty, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio.
Call the Rose of Gospel, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio. Y'all keep it locked.
My name is Michelle Williams. I love hanging out with Soul Prosper Radio.
This is Kim Burrell, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio.
Got a real cool vibe, man.
There's a love so high
that you cannot get over.
That same love so wide,
it'll take forever just to get around it.
But love died somewhere behind that cross you wear. You're afraid when you look at me. That ain't real. A friend of mine
that stays closer than a brother.
Ooh, love laid down his life.
So why do we still fight one another?
All this hate I see on the TV screen in my country, 'tis of thee.
God help us to
Hey everybody, welcome back to Soul Prosper Radio on the record. I'm Fred Willis, your gracious host, and it's an exciting day on the show today. Tori Kelly has new music out. It's gospel music, y'all. She's singing about the King. I want to introduce this album to you, this project to you. I'm going to be talking to Tori Kelly on the show. We're going to talk about a lot of aspects that pertain to this new music. But listen, I'm so excited about it. I just can't hide it. I think you're going to love the album. I know for a fact you're going to love the conversation as we talk about the project, how it came about, working with the artist that she worked with, the incomparable Kirk Franklin. Produced the album, co-wrote songs together, all that good stuff. So listen, get ready for another great show right here on Soul Prosper Radio on the record. I'm so excited about it, and without further ado, let's get into the show.
Hi Fred.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good, how are you?
I'm doing really good. I'm excited about your new music.
Thank you. I'm excited as well.
All right, so I have a few questions for you, then I'm gonna let you go.
Cool.
Yeah, first of all, so you have a new music coming out. It's entitled Hiding Place. Tell me all about it.
Yes. So I basically got with the amazing Kirk Franklin,
because
mm-hmm. I always wanted to do some sort of gospel something. I didn't know if it would be just a song or maybe an album down the road, but I just was like, you know what? I want to work with him. So we got together in Dallas, and one song sort of turned into two songs, and then two turned into a whole EP, and then an EP turned into this 8-song album, and I named it Hiding Place because, well, a few reasons. The first is there's a scripture that I've just always loved, and it's Psalm 32:7, and you are a hiding place for me, and you surround me with songs of deliverance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I probably paraphrase that a little bit, but just that idea of God being this hiding place for us when times are hard, mm-hmm. and when you're going through a lot, and you can just kind of, he provides that escape, and he is peace. And so that scripture always just stuck with me, and going through all the emotions that I went through creating this album with Kirk, it just seemed so fitting, and you know, that's really what this album is it's like my hiding place. When I'm singing these songs, I feel like I'm safe.
Wow, I love that, and I hope that translates to, you know, the people listening to it, especially considering the times that we're in, and hearing Help Us to Love. I just love that song. I love everything that it's saying.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So I want to ask you about the timing of the project, and considering what it's saying, your thoughts on that.
Yeah, you know what? Kirk and I, we talked about that a little bit, and it was so interesting because I think it was almost an afterthought. I think we had these songs. I co-wrote 4 of them with Kirk,
mm-hmm.
which is so awesome. He had never mm-hmm. co-written with anybody before.
Wow.
And so, which was so crazy to find that out. And so Help Us to Love was one that he had written on his own, and he played it for me, and I was like, this is amazing. And
yeah.
I think we just, with all of the songs, it just felt that they have this personal side to it, but then they also have this kind of, like, you know, like you said, very timely, and like everyone can sort of relate in some way.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting because when I'm singing these songs, it's like, okay, I feel what I'm going through, but then on a song like Help Us to Love, it is, you know, in the climate of just our country and everything that's going on in the world, it's like, it really is a prayer. Like, I'm really praying, like, God, there's so much hate in this world right now. Like, help me to love people the way that you love me, and the way that you've, you know, shown grace to me. Like, how it's really like, it's like, I can't do this, God. You got to show me how to do this. So
yeah.
I love that song too, because it's really just crying out to God and kind of saying, like, teach us how to do this, you know?
Yeah, I love it so much, and just hearing your heart. That's something that we don't mm-hmm. always see. We definitely don't always hear from artists who are successful in other genres. Mm-hmm. Just briefly, just
talk about your relationship with the Lord. I know it's something that you don't lead with all the time. You know, especially in the music industry, they want to show kind of what they want to show, what they think will move units. Mm-hmm. But your genuine relationship is really coming through as I'm hearing you talk. So just talk about your relationship with the Lord.
Yeah, you know, it's something I've never tried to hide it. It's mm-hmm. always been a part of who I am. And it started really, really young. I grew up in the church. And so at first, you know, maybe like a lot of kids who grew up in the church, it's just kind of something that you do. And, mm-hmm. you know, your parents are going, you kind of go through the motions. But
yeah.
at some point, it just hit me. I think I want to say it was in high school when I went to a camp. It was, you know, like a church camp. And that's really when I was like, okay, this is not something that is my parents or something that's in my family. This is a personal, real relationship. Mm-hmm. And I had an encounter with Jesus, and, you know, and I just realized how much he loves me, and, you know, that I'm forgiven. And I just, you know, from that moment, it's been kind of just, you know, life obviously has ups and downs, but I mean, since that moment, he's been just the one constant thing in my life, that is, he never changes and he never fails. And, so yeah, I mean, it's been something that's always been a part of me, but something that has grown as well.
Yeah.
Since I was a kid, and I hope it continues to grow. And, and yeah, it's like I said, it's not something that I've ever tried to hide or you know, shy away from. But mm-hmm. it does feel like, you know, in this time, it's like, gosh, I just wanna sing about, you know, let me tell you about this God that I know, and how he's changed my life.
I love that so much.
I find space for what I treasure. I make time for what I want. I choose my priorities, and Jesus, you're my number one. So I will make room for you. I will prepare for two, so you don't feel that you can't live here. Please live in me. Oh no. Space for what I treasure, and I make time for what I want. I choose my priorities, and Jesus, you're my number one. It's Jesus, you're my. Make room.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Soul Prosper Radio on the record. Before the break, you heard from Jonathan McReynolds with Make Room. I hope you're enjoying this interview today. We're spending time with Tori Kelly. She's telling us all about her new album entitled Hiding Place. I hope you love it. It's going to bless your soul tremendously. Before we get back into the conversation with Tori, though, I want to share this clip of the Hamiltones, and they're talking about how they came to work with Mr. Kirk Franklin. They're very comical. They're very talented. But in this story, you hear that they're also very keen and spiritually aware. They performed a song with Tori Kelly this year at the Stella Awards entitled Help Us to Love. We kicked off the show with that song. And in this clip, you're going to hear me asking them a question about. Well, I didn't ask the question. I asked them something else. But in the room, they were asked about working with Kirk Franklin as they performed the song that night. And that song means a lot to me. It means a lot considering the times that we're currently in, that we need the Lord to help us to love the way that he loves us. We know the Bible says that he loves us with a steadfast love. It's a love. It's agape love. It's been described that way. So we need the Lord to help us to love that way. It's on Tori Kelly's new album, Hiding Place. And after this clip, we're going to get back into the conversation with Tori about her new album. We ended the first segment. With her talking about her relationship with God. And I want to encourage you, as you listen to this podcast, as you share it with your friends, understand that not every person who is saved will work in a sacred space at all times. You know, just understand that. Hearing from Tori Kelly, I asked because I wanted to know, you know, and I wanted to know so that I could communicate this properly. And it's in her heart, y'all. It's in her heart. It's a heart thing. And so this is a big deal. And we have to, those of us who are in the sacred space, in the church, in the Christian community, working and doing what we do, we have to make it palatable for people who have Christ in their heart, who do not work immediately in our spaces to have a safe space here and to cover them when they go out into those spaces. We had this conversation earlier this year. I'm not going to rehash all of that. But I really do hope you're enjoying the conversation with Tori Kelly today, because I'm loving it. And I hope you are. Let's hear from the Hamiltones, and then we'll get back into our conversation with Tori Kelly on today's very special episode of On the Record.
No, we're doing an interview.
What's up, Funky Town? This your boy Kirk Franklin with Soul Prosper Radio with my man Fred Willis. Let's go.
Okay, so Jason Nelson just got off the stage and he said that one of the artists that he wants to work with is Tori Kelly. Heard you guys have a song with Tori Kelly.
Yeah, we got a new song which we got the chance to perform tonight with Tori Kelly entitled Help Us to Love, which was produced and I believe written by Kirk Franklin. So. Yeah, written and produced by Kirk Franklin. So, yeah.
Now, how are you guys affiliated with Kirk Franklin?
God affiliated.
That's right, bro.
Everything, every good and perfect gift comes from the Lord. That's
okay.
And he put it together.
But Kurt is like, that's family. That's big bro. So, yeah.
Actually, we met Kurt, I think, on the Grammys.
Can I tell the story?
Cruise.
Can I tell the story? Because I
want to tell the story because it's a significant reason behind it. We were in Atlanta for Brother Isaac Creed. Anybody familiar with Brother Isaac Creed?
Yes.
And we went down there, and I thought I messed up because I was in the spirit. Because even no matter what music you do, God is with me. I don't know about y'all, but he's with me. And I was in the spirit, I felt good, and when he was coming up, I didn't realize that he was trying to get our attention to tell us something, and I kind of cut him off while he was talking. So I said, well, fellas, we probably messed up our opportunity with Mr. Kirk Franklin because I kind of cut him off while he was talking, but God found a way and a will. What did you say, brother? What did you say?
God put it together.
God put it together, and we are standing here today, not only with Brother Kirk Franklin, but had an opportunity with Miss Tori Kelly.
Ain't that real?
Man.
That's real. I messed up at the beginning.
I think sometimes you, the Lord will send us into, secular arenas, and gather an audience there. Mm. And then in his timing, just present him to them, which I think, even just sharing graphics on last week on Twitter and tweeting those out, there was excitement about that. People went to pre-order the album, and of course they got to see the Never Alone video, got to hear it and stuff like that. So there's already excitement about it. I'm excited about it. Of course, I'm going to say it again. I was just, when I saw it, I was like, oh my goodness, I was so amped about it. And then to see you working with Jonathan McReynolds, Lecrae, the Hamiltons, of course.
Yeah.
Just detail working with them, because I know Jonathan McReynolds said he loved working with you. And I'm sure I'm sure you had a great time working with him. Just talk about working with these other artists that you have on the project.
So I've been a fan of Jonathan for so long. I remember listening to him like on my way to interviews. I would have these crazy long days in New York, and I would ask the driver, like, okay, how much time till the next spot? And he'd be like, okay, we got 9 minutes to the next spot. And I would just throw my headphones on and listen to his album.
Wow.
And just kind of escape. And so yeah, I love his voice. I've been a fan for a while, and we've been in contact for maybe even a couple of years, but we haven't really, we haven't gotten to work together till now.
Mm-hmm.
And so it worked out so perfectly, because we're in the studio. I was with Kirk, and this is the first day that we started working together, and he played me the song, and we were both like, this would be a really cool opportunity for a duet. Like, who should we get? And I was like, do you know Jonathan McReynolds? And not thinking, like, of course, it's Kirk Franklin. He knows everybody in the gospel world. Like,
right.
Of course he knows him. And he was like, oh, yeah, that's the homie. And he literally, before I could even process what was going on, he has him on the phone. And he's asking him, hey, do you want to come out, like, tomorrow to do this song with Tori Kelly? And he right away, he was there, like, the next day.
What?
And so I was just... It's like the power of Kirk Franklin. It's crazy. But with that song too, something that was kind of unique that I don't know if it really happens anymore is we sang the song live together in the same room.
Oh,
so
wow.
Usually, nowadays it's like you don't even have to meet the person to do a collaboration with them.
Right.
So you just send the song back and forth. And with this, it was so special because we were actually in the same room singing together. So, that was pretty cool. And yeah, with Lecrae, he's been a friend of mine for a while, and I got to do I'll Find You with on his album.
Yes.
And so that was cool, just to be able to say, like, hey, do you want to, like, kind of swap, and you could be on my project now? And he was down right away. So yeah, he's a good friend.
Wow. I love it so much to expect, you guys who are like me anticipating this project. You can hear the excitement in my voice. Listen, I'm excited. Yeah. Just talking to Tori Kelly today. I told my kids I would be talking to you, and I didn't say your name. I just said, don't you worry about a thing. And they were like, Tori Kelly, so we just, we love you here in the house. Sing is one of our movies. And you've done so much. Your voice
awesome.
Is so incredible. You are everywhere. You've got two nationwide commercials.
Thank you.
Yes, you're very welcome.
Yeah.
You can play that guitar. It's not just a prop. You can play. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you.
Yeah, the song you do with Ariana Grande, I was watching the video, and I was like, yo, she is playing this guitar. So, I really love your musicianship, your presentation, everything that you do. I know time is running short, but I want to ask you, beyond this album coming out, what else do you have going on? What do you have planned for the future?
So I can't really give away much, but
yeah, you can. Yeah, you I can. Have, you family here. You can just fill us in. Come on, fill us in.
People on social media can probably figure out by now, because I've been kind of teasing that there's definitely more music coming. So that's about all I could say. But there's the last couple years have been just nonstop writing. So I'm excited to share what else I've been writing.
Okay. All right. Well, let's close out talking about the album. Soul's Anthem, It Is Well. I'm really looking forward to hearing that one. Psalm 42 is another one. What is that? As the deer panteth. Sunday. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Questions. Just as sure. That's the one with Jonathan Memorial. So tell me which one of these songs, which one of these eight songs is what you would call or consider your favorite song from this project, Hiding Place?
Oh man, it changes quite a bit, which always happens with me. I'll have like a new favorite every day. But to be honest, the one I think the most dramatic song for me, and just the way it all came about, because it really was the last song that we wrote for the album, is literally the last song, It As Well, Soul's Anthem, It As Well. And yeah, that one is just so powerful to me. And just the way that it all came together, and we got a big old choir on it, and it's really special. I can't wait for people to hear that one.
Okay, yep. Pencil me in. I'm one of those that can't wait to hear it. Last question. I know you enjoy putting it together. I've enjoyed talking to you about it. Tell me, what do you consider, or what do you hope our takeaway will be when we finally hear it? And how this putting together this album has affected you or blessed your life?
Yeah, you know what? My hope for this whole album is, we kind of touched on it before. I think you even said you hope that, you know, people can hear my heart. And that's really where I'm at. Is like, I hope people, one, I hope they know this isn't just some sort of gimmick, like, oh, I'm gonna try this gospel thing and see how it goes. It's like, this is really, this, I grew up listening to gospel, this is my, you know, this is real to me, and that my faith is real, and that I really just can't help but sing about it. And that's one thing. And I think even more importantly than that, I hope people are just somehow affected, you know. Even if they don't necessarily believe what I believe, just that they would hear my heart and be encouraged somehow, whatever they're going through, and, you know, uplifted, and that they would hopefully know that, you know, there's a God who loves them, and that they could put their trust in Him, and He'll help them get them through whatever they're going through.
I love it. I love it so much. I got to thank you so much for your time today. I've enjoyed talking to you. I'm just on cloud nine right now. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
thank you so much. You're awesome. This has been great. Hey, this is Tori Kelly, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio.
Time I've traveled some roads, a rolling stone, nowhere feels like home. And I've seen people come, then they go, and life is just a story of some highs and some lows. Tell me, do you believe in miracles? I'm standing here before you. Put all our hope inside material things. In your light, I now understand that everything I have ain't everything that I am. Oh, sometimes I feel like I'm not good enough, but that's when love says you're mine.
God's love is not deeper still. You've come too far to give up now. Let's go.